snuggle down. Close your eyes. Cozy up and relax. We're off to the sleepiest, dreamiest corner of a very special place. The world of Mashi.
Close your eyes, sleepy paws, then clear your mind. Let's drift away and see what we can find.
Say hello to Sleepy Paws, a very tired koala. He lives high up in a treehouse by a dreamy Mashi harbor. But Sleepy Paws is restless, and he just can't get to sleep. So he's going on a journey, but he won't be counting sheep. Sleepy Paws is setting off across a fluffy meadow. It's lined with balls of cotton wool and candy-colored hedgerows. He's searching for a special place where moshlings sleep and dream. But this is not a normal world. You'd know that if you'd been. Its lakes are filled with neon soup, and stardust covers mountains, and Mashi music spouts each hour from rainbow sherbet fountains. When darkness falls, a strange owl calls for all to go to sleep. And then the place falls silent. You cannot hear a peep.
Close your eyes, sleepy paws, then clear your mind. Let's drift away and see what we can find. Twilight is calling and owls hoot their tune. Stars twinkle gently around the half moon.
Sleepy Paws is floating now through fields of whispering grass. His eyes are feeling heavy. There's a question he must ask. The place he seeks is said to lie beyond a haze of pink. So he's going to ask the moshlings he encounters what they think. "I'm looking for a sleepy place," he tells a mystic moggy. "It's over there, but do take care. It's getting pretty foggy." Just then, a dinky dream cloud glides slowly into view, and Sleepy Paws hears rumbling. A storm's about to brew. Lilac rain begins to fall, and glowing puddles form. But Sleepy Paws keeps wandering. The raindrops feel so warm. He asks the dinky dream cloud, "Can you show me the way?" "Follow me," the cloud replies. "You've had a busy day."
"Close your eyes, sleepy paws, then clear your mind. Let's drift
Sleepy Paws is yawning now. He's by a starlit lake. A boat arrives. He rubs his eyes. He can barely stay awake. The boat is crewed by marshlings. They collect him from the shore. As lapping waves make soothing sounds, the stars begin to snore. Swaying on the moonlit water, Sleepy Paws is drifting. The boat is bobbing up and down. Pink mist is slowly lifting. A jungle island lies ahead, and distant drums are calling. Is this the place where marshlings sleep? The boat is slowing, crawling. A songful seahorse captain looks into Sleepy's eyes. We'll need to sing to move this thing. It's fueled by lullabies. And then the crew begin to hum a melody of bliss. The tune is quite familiar, and it sounds a bit like this.
Close your eyes, sleepy paws, then clear your mind. Let's drift away and see what we can find. Waves lap the shoreline as tide marshes sing. Boats sailing slowly this way.
Sleepy Paws is back on land. He's on a jungle path. As crickets chirp their midnight song and distant monkeys laugh, a tribe of friendly hoodoos point towards a lush lagoon. And Sleepy Paws keeps walking beneath the silvery moon. Is this the place where marshlings sleep? He asks a passing bunny. Perhaps, replies the rabbit, who whispers something funny. Maybe you're already dreaming. Did you think of that? Then the bunny vanishes inside its bowler hat. By the water, Sleepy Paws counts 7 weeping willows. And by the tallest lies a pile of very squishy pillows. Take one of these, a sapling says, then points towards a hollow. Just step inside and climb the stairs, and sleep will surely follow.
Close your eyes, sleepy paws, then clear your mind. Let's drift away and see what we can find. High in a willow tree, sleep's almost here. Snuggle your pillow and dreams will
Sleepy Paws is in a tree. He's climbing spiral stairs. And at the top, a silly snuffler's handing out cute bears. Sleepy Paws nods in thanks and takes a cuddly teddy. And then a fluff in pink pajamas says, "Your nest is ready." Walking on a branch, he sees a sea of twinkling stars. As glowing fireflies flitter around in empty pickle jars. Staring at the marshyverse, the world feels like it's slowing. And then he flops into a nest that's gently to and froing. He yawns and starts to curl up when a friendly owl swoops by. It's carrying a basket through the dusky starlit sky. Climb aboard, the owl coos. I'm your valet for the night. Just snuggle in my gondola. And please enjoy your flight.
Close your eyes, sleepy paws, then clear your mind. Let's drift away and see what we can find. Fly over treetops through velvety skies, staring above as the stars mesmerize.
Sleepy Paws is almost at the place he wants to be. He's cozying in the basket as it lands upon a tree. Night, night, sleepy, says the owl, its face lit by the moon. You've reached your destination, but I'm sure I'll see you soon. Fast asleep now, Sleepy Paws is dreaming of his trip, of strange enchanted jungles and that music-powered ship. He can't remember everything, so maybe he was dreaming. But in his paw, he's holding something small and round and gleaming. It's a little piece of stardust, a nighttime souvenir. It starts to fade in Sleepy's paw, then slowly disappears. Is this what dreams are made of? Wherever you may roam? 'Cause Sleepy Paws is back in bed, inside his treehouse home. Good night, Sleepy Paws. Good night.